I want a kinder and gentler nation. A new world order can emerge, a new era.
This will not stand, this aggression against Kuwait.
A brilliant diversity spread like stars, like a thousand points of light in a broad and peaceful sky.
The world mourns the loss of former President of the United States, George Herbert Walker Bush.
Read my lips.
Born in Milton, Massachusetts, he enlisted in the armed forces on his 18th birthday, becoming the youngest pilot in the Navy when he earned his wings and flying 58 combat missions during World War II. Graduating from Yale after the war, he eventually followed his father into politics.
I do not fear what is ahead, for our problems are large, but our heart is larger.
Serving in Texas, then the House of Representatives, then earning appointments as U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. and Director of the CIA, among others.
The President-elect of the United States, George Herbert Walker Bush.
After serving two terms as Vice President under Ronald Reagan, he was elected President, the first serving VP to be elected to the office in over 150 years in 1988.
I, George Herbert Walker Bush, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States. So help me God.
In a term defined by his foreign policy, President George Bush earned record approval ratings at one point, but was ultimately defeated in his bid for re-election in 1992. He was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor, in 2009.
We honor George Herbert Walker Bush for service to America that spanned nearly 70 years. As president, he expanded America's promise to new immigrants. He reduced nuclear weapons. He built a broad international coalition to expel a dictator from Kuwait, ending the Cold War without firing a shot.
We remember our 41st president, George Herbert Walker Bush.
God bless the United States of America.